wedding cake, which allowed private parties to discriminate against gay and lesbian couples, a case last term in which a website designer was allowed to discriminate over the objections of the liberal justices. I think they may take this occasion to reinforce that whatever the free speech rights are, that you cannot discriminate against your users on those grounds. Certainly, that's what I hope the court will decide.
Steve Rohde, this case highlights another issue, that is, how this Supreme Court interprets the Constitution. Some believe it should be interpreted as the original framers intended it in the 18th century, whereas others believe the Constitution is a living document that must adapt to our ever-changing world. Where do the justices stand, and how might their leanings impact future decisions?
This is a very important issue. This was the death knell to Roe v. Wade in the Dobbs decision a few years ago. There is a strong viewpoint which now prevails on the U.S. Supreme Court, which used to be a minority viewpoint. It's been promoted by Justice Clarence Thomas, by Neil Gorsuch, and others have picked up and use it when they want. And that's this notion of originalism or original text or textualism. It's a notion developed by Robert Bork and other conservatives through the Federalist Society and elsewhere that tries to freeze the U.S. Constitution in the 18th century, that tries to hold accountable any constitutional claim and to reject such a claim if it doesn't fit within the minds and values of the founders who wrote the Constitution and ratified it. As my biased description shows, I think it is an outmoded theory, and it is contrasted with the notion of the Constitution as a living document, that the document has broad terms, freedom of speech, due process, equal protection of the law, and that it grows and meets ever new invasions of those rights. There was no television at the time the First Amendment was adopted. There was no internet, but no one would pause and reject free speech for the internet and other forms of technology, television and radio that came later. Justice William Brennan Jr., my favorite justice, who I was privileged to meet in his chambers before he died, he nailed originalism. He said it is arrogance cloaked as humility. It's these conservative justices wringing their hands. Oh, we're sorry we can't vote in favor of civil rights and civil liberties. We're bound by the intent of the framers. That's the humility part, but it's all arrogance because they are furthering their own values. We're seeing this in this Supreme Court, but when it works for them, they will abandon originalism to come to their predetermined political decision to advance the agenda of the presidents who appointed them. And for three of them, that's Donald Trump. We're seeing that in this court. They cast aside originalism when they dealt with the 14th Amendment. We as voters and as participants in this democracy must be ever alert to the nature of this supermajority on the Supreme Court. And eventually, someone said, it's the Supreme Court, stupid. Presidents nominate Supreme Court justices and Senates confirm them. That's what's going to happen. There will be vacancies in the next presidential term and in future terms. And it is the President of the United States that will nominate those justices. And that should alert and wake up everybody who cares about our constitutional democracy.
Well, Steve Rohde, unfortunately, we've come to an end to our allotted time. But this has been a real privilege for Maria and I to be able to interview such an eloquent spokesperson for democracy. And we're really grateful that you're on the show. We were going to want you back. I don't think that the next few months are going to be great for us, and we need to talk to somebody like you about what's going to happen. Meanwhile, Steve Rohde, you take it easy.
Thank you.
Visit us online at lawanddisorder.org for archived programs and links to many of the issues we discuss.
88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey everybody, this is Peter, and it is time for the New and Newer Music Show. I play new music for you every Sunday night from 9 to 11. This week, lots of great stuff. New music from Still Corners, new music from The Smile, and new music from Torres. But let's start off with the newest from Ibibio Sound Machine, and they're a pretty awesome band. And this is the new single from the forthcoming album, Mama Says. This is Got to Be Who You Are.
From Sucre Leve to Isaliko, Ikoi, and Yaba. Everybody, everywhere you go, got to be just who you are. Down in London to Africa, got to be just who you are. Everybody, everywhere you go, just be who you are. From Sucre Leve to Isaliko.
I'm Ella Hart, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Sooner live. Oh,
WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang out with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9:30 to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. That's sidecar412.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, so I hope you're enjoying the music. That was the newest from Faye Webster and Little Yachty. That was Lego Ring. Before that, an interesting track by the Beavis Frond. And I didn't realize this, but that band's been around since the 90s. I've never heard of them. That's Focus on Nature. Next, a classic that's been remixed, just newly released. That's Modest Mouse with Float On, the Dan the Automator remix. And that's off the 20th anniversary of Good News for People Who Love Bad News. And we started off the set with Ibibio Sound Machine and Got to Be Who You Are. And that's a really fun, great track. And that's the first time I heard that. And I was like, that's good. So, yeah, if there's anything that you want to hear, any new music, feel free to give me a call. My number here is 412-CMU-WRCT. That's 412-CMU-WRCT. You can also send me a request via Instagram. It's newshowwrct. That's newshowwrct. And we already have a request, which is pretty awesome. And it's the newest from Health. And they're an industrial band that's pretty awesome. So I don't know the song yet, so we will just experience it together.
She's good for an up and comer. Can I please be an up and comer? They say she's good for an up and comer. Can I please be an up and comer? Here we go, the devil's knocking at my door. Here we go, the devil's knocking at my door. Button down laptop, hand cream, body lotion, Bella Freud, YSL, Egg House Latte, eyelash curler, vibrator, teaser.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Okay, so that last track you heard was the newest from Kim Gordon, and man, that album has some good stuff on it. That's Bye Bye, lots of trap-like beats. Before that, Sprints with Up and Comer. Before that, Video Age, Away from the Castle. That's a great pop song. And we start off the set with Health and their Industrial Sounds. That track name was Hateful. Let's check out UK band Yard Act. This is Petroleum.
Imagine if I had to give you my soul in a moment when my soul was asleep. Sometimes through no fault of ours.
When I met you, you were talking like a madman who just got high. But I thought I could see right through it to the space behind your eyes. I got to know you well, you let me hold on to your mind.
And that's Mary Timoney. She was in Pittsburgh maybe like a week or two ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. She played at the Warhol Museum. That's Domino's. Before that, Superchunk, Everybody Dies. Before that, Idols with Grace. Man, it's kind of weird because I like some Idol songs a lot. Not a huge fan of that one. But yeah, Idols is great. And before that, Yard Act with Petroleum, and that sounded great too. I like that. So we have a bunch of shows here on WRCT. If you were listening before nine, you were probably listening to Too Evil to Have a Human Name, Horrible Music for Horrible People, only on WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh, 7 to 9 p.m. Sunday evenings in Nomos, Santana. And another show we have on here is All Things Folk. It's dedicated to traditional and contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana, covering North America. Tune in Sundays from 2 to 5 p.m. on WRCT. Oh, yeah, and all these shows are on Sundays. We have such diverse programming. So we got this show and Too Evil to Have a Human Name, which is, you know, basically heavy metal. And the folk show, and then after this show is Quartz in Session, which is more rock. So All right. So what do we got coming up next? Oh, yeah. I forgot to say, if you have any requests, anything you want to hear, you can give me a call. It's 412-CMU-WRCT. Or you can also send me a request via Instagram. It's new music. It's new show, WRCT. And yeah, you should definitely make sure you follow on Instagram, because I will be giving tickets away this week for another show. Gave away tickets last week for, who did I give tickets away to last week? I can't even remember. I know I gave tickets away for Jeff Rosenstock. That show sold out. And Blonde Redhead, gave away tickets to that. And I cannot remember what show I gave away tickets to just a week or two ago. But okay, anyway, I'll think of it. You can just go check it out on the website or check it out on Instagram. It's listed there. Here is Beirut with So Many Plans. Thank you.
In your